are the Pop Gorillas, and this is the show where we drop a spoiler-free review about anything from pop culture in less time than it takes to listen to a song. So I'm back, everybody. I took a month and some off because the rest of the Gorillas were Christmasing it up, and I gotta be honest, I'm just not a big Christmas guy. But listen, I didn't stop reading. I read a shit ton of books, and so I'm gonna start dropping pops like it's hot. So I finished my Robert Parker read-along, so I'm gonna do each one of those first. So here we go. Robert B. Parker, Perchance to Dream. So Robert B. Parker wrote a sequel to Raymond Chandler's book, The Big Sleep. And it's pretty good. And it actually inspired me to go read Raymond Chandler books, which I'm doing. More Pop Gorillas on that coming soon. But anyway, so yeah, here's what Robert Parker did. So he earned his doctorate in detective fiction. And so he wrote a book at like, so Chandler wrote 8 Philip Marlowe books. And this is like one that squeezes in between book one and book two. And I'd actually never read book one, but I knew enough about book one, The Big Sleep, to know enough to get myself in trouble. So I read the sequel. I should have stopped and read the Chandler book. So I kind of read those in reverse order. But anyway, dude can do anything. Like, what are the things he gets knocked for? As he always says, he said, she said all the time, like all the saids. That's just kind of his thing. But in this book, he shows like, oh, well, Chandler didn't do that as much as I did myself. And so you can just see him just drip into into Chandler's voice. And then the other book that he did, the other Chandler book, I'm just going to do a twofer here, is called Poodle Springs. And this one was actually an incomplete manuscript that Chandler had done. And because Parker had studied Chandler so much, so Chandler's widow reached out to Parker and was like, hey, do this book. So that is what happened. So he did 2 Philip Marlowe books, and they're both amazing. And so if you don't even know who Philip Marlowe is, it actually doesn't matter, because he does enough to fill you in where you're like totally interested in this, which again worked for me. I'm reading the Philip Marlowe books now. So Robert Parker just proving once again that he is boss. And so Robert Parker, Poodle Springs, and Perchance to Dream, the 2 Raymond Chandler books, amazeballs. And don't forget to subscribe, because you never know when the Pop Gorillas will strike next. Except tomorrow, there'll be more of me doing book reviews for many days to come.